Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis, or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have had publication of the so-called Grace Report. This is a report of the Farrelly Commission, which looked into the state's handling of the case of Grace, a profoundly intellectually disabled and non-verbal woman who was placed in foster care with a family. Family X, they're referred to in the report, from 1989 to 2009. She remained in this placement throughout that whole period, despite multiple concerns being raised over the years. We're going to get the view of Norma Foley, Minister for Children, in just a moment. But Elaine Loughlin is political editor with the Irish Examiner and is with me now. Elaine, can you talk us through the main findings of the report?
Well, this commission investigation is a long-awaited report now, 8 years in the drafting and publication today. It did find that there was a fundamental failure by the Southeastern Health Board and the HSE in their duty of care to Grace, the severely intellectually disabled young woman or child, as she had been for much of her time in that foster care home. But the report, this final report, the Farrelly Commission, as it's referred to, concluded that it wasn't satisfied with the level of evidence provided to establish sexual, emotional or physical abuse of Grace during her time. And these had been allegations that had been made and that concerns had been raised repeatedly by whistleblowers over the years. Now, maybe part of that stems from the fact that, and the report does state this, that owing to her disability, she's non-verbal, as I said, severely disabled. So Grace was not able to give the commission her own evidence. And so that investigation was relying on other people, was relying on records and documentation to come up with its findings. Interestingly enough, and there was a lengthy press conference after Minister Norma Foley published this report today. It runs to 2,000 pages, so I have to admit I've only scratched the surface of it at this point. But she did admit that she'd contacted the chair of the commission in recent days or weeks to ask that those involved, both the other families who and people who were fostered in this home over the years, 46, including Grace, and those who took part in the investigation, be essentially given a heads up out of courtesy that this report will be published. And the chair of the commission refused to do that. So you can only assume that many of those who gave evidence and who are directly involved in this case and with this family are finding out about the final details of this report today.
Okay, we will put that issue to the minister in just a moment, who I know is listening. But were there recommendations? And I appreciate the nature of this report, as you say, 2,000 odd pages, so it's going to take time to get through it. But they often do come with recommendations to future-proof systems. Is that a feature of this?
Yeah, and I think Norma Foley as well, the minister, did point out today that since Grace's time in this home, and she is now in residential care, she's in her 40s, and was also awarded a payout some years ago. But Norma Foley has pointed to the fact that since all of these allegations were made and concerns were first raised, that the likes of TUSLA has been established, that there's new reporting mechanisms in place, and that children and vulnerable people are more protected as a result. But she did say that this work will not end and that more work does need to be done to ensure that our most vulnerable in society, those literally without a voice, are protected.
Elaine, listen, thanks a million for talking us through it, especially given how comprehensive the report is. Elaine Loughlin is the political editor with the Irish Examiner. But as I say, Norma Foley is the Minister for Children, Disability and Equality. She's a Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry as well. Minister, you're welcome to the show. Before we get into the detail of the report, the findings of it, the recommendations about accountability, can I just ask about that point raised by Elaine and the request you made that the people who contributed to this report, including other families, other individuals who've been placed in care with so-called Family X, that they be given a heads up, and that was refused?
Yeah, thanks very much, Kieran. And in fairness, Elaine, I think, has given a very good synopsis there of what happened as regards the publishing of the report. Specifically in relation to that question, yes, I did request the commissioner that she would make contact with basically everybody that she had been involved with there, you know, the families in particular, and just the people that had engaged with the commission. But she was very clear that she did not see that as her function. It was a significant body of work, and ultimately she didn't see that as part of her function.
Were you disappointed with that response?
Yes, well, look, it was my strong view that, you know, people should be given advanced knowledge or awareness that this was going to be published. I'm really, really conscious that, you know, you have families at the heart of this. And, you know, this was a considerable undertaking for many to step forward and, you know, and lots of people who stepped forward. So I would have liked that, but I didn't. You know, I don't have any powers of compatibility or anything there. You know, I want to respect the fact that the commissioner is entirely independent, and that is entirely appropriate. But I did make the request, and you know, I want to respect that. In her wisdom, she took an alternative view.
Well, then let's look at the report then in its entirety, and this case in its totality as well. Well, what's your sense now, given that we have this, of why it took the state so long to properly account for what happened to Grace?
Well, I think, look, the commission was established in 2017, so that's 8 years ago now. The state, in commissioning, you know, and setting this up, if you like, was very clear that it was important that this body of work would be undertaken, that the investigations would be undertaken. But once that had happened, the state must step back then and allow the commissioner to do the work that needs to be done, because the commissioner must remain entirely independent. And I think that's what people would want. That's what people would expect. So I appreciate, you know, that 8 years is a very, very long time to come to a conclusion of a report. And that's why I have been very keen from the beginning. I'm only a short time in this position, but I was clear that I felt people deserved having this published. And it is fully published in terms of being published in its entirety, and it is unredacted. And I think that's important to think. 8 years was a long time to wait for it.
Elaine mentioned that some of the changes that have taken place, the structural and systematic changes when it comes to vulnerable children like this in the state since the Grace case, since those events would have happened. Will there be anybody held accountable, though, for the failures identified in this case? I know some of it is historical, some of the people have passed away, but not everybody's, particularly not everybody at health board level who had concerns raised and those concerns ignored.
Well, just on that, I do want to assure people, and I do want to say that, you know, from the scope really of this inquiry, a lot has happened in the intervening years. So, for example, you know, 2013, and Elaine mentioned it, the establishment of Thusla, the establishment of HICWA, the National Standards for Foster Carers, the Ombudsman for Children, and the Children's First Act of 2015. So that's all very, very positive. But specifically in relation to the question in terms of accountability, I'm also making sure that every state agency is, you know, will now have a copy of this report, and I would expect that they would go through the report with a fine-tooth comb, as it were, and, you know, address the issues that have been raised in relation to them.
Are there individuals, though, who you think need to answer questions for how they responded to concerns raised about Grace?
Well, there are significant findings in relation, in particular, in relation to Southeastern Health Board and the HSE. And I think that's a body of work for the HSE to undertake now as regards, you know, those findings and, you know, what is said in the report. And I would expect that they would do that as a matter of priority. And I have written both to the chair and to the CEO and asked them to do that, and that I would meet with them as a matter of urgency when they have gone through the report.
How can the public, do you think, have confidence, despite all the changes that you've talked about in terms of legislation and around the new agencies like TUSA that have been set up over recent years, that the culture has changed? You know, that culture of you know, minimizing risk from an institutional point of view and avoiding responsibility, that that no longer exists. The circling of the wagons, I guess you could call it.
No, look, I do want to say, look, I'm very clear that progress has been made. I think, you know, bringing TUSLA into being has been an important step. Bringing HICWA into being, ensuring that there are national standards for foster carers, that's very important as well. I mean, the story here is the story of Grace. And that's an anonymised, she's anonymised. And I think that's important that we wouldn't know her identity. But it is the story of Grace, who was placed with a foster family who are identified in the report as foster family X. And the purpose of the report was to look at and to investigate how Grace was cared for and protected, and most especially how she was cared for and protected by public authorities. And there are many, many failings found here. There are failings of neglect, you know, everything from, you know, Grace's clothing to her personal hygiene, references made to her teeth, for example, because there was very poor care taken of them. 7 extractions were undertaken. And there was also, we were told in the report, that for the first 6 years of her placement with this family, there, you know, there was no oversight of her within the family. So, you know, there are, you know, significant findings there. There are findings also of financial abuse in relation to, you know, a level of financial mismanagement or abuse of Grace's money or whatever whilst in the care of the family. So there have been some very clear findings in that respect. But there are also, as I said, very, very clear findings around lack of oversight. And yeah, I can say to people that we have progressed the journey quite significantly in terms of oversight now. It is a very different scenario today in 2025 to what it was when Grace was placed into care in 1989. But I'm very clear also that that journey is never completed, and where there will be identity of more things that need to be done, or, you know, to tighten up on procedures, that will be done. But it is a very, very different environment now, yeah, to 1989.
A number of other children were cared for by Family X over the years as a foster family, and many of them have made complaints in the years since. So some of them complained at the time, which is one of the features of the Grace case, is that complaints made, I think, in the mid-90s, was it 92 and 96, that were never fully investigated, never prompted the removal of Grace from the family. But in terms of all those others who've been through this experience, or what they say is a similar experience with Family X, are there going to be inquiries about their experience?
Well, in actual fact, there were 47 others, we'll say, who would either have been in placements with that Family X, as it were, or they were there for respite or whatever the case might be. In 40 of those cases, there were no allegations whatsoever. Mm. Of the 7 remaining cases, and you've referenced it yourself there, Kieran, there were 2 serious allegations of sexual abuse. But no prosecutions followed that. There was no recommendation for prosecution by An Garda Síochána. And what I do want to say very clearly is that I am very intent on moving forward with the safeguarding exercise now. And those 7 people in particular, and I don't know their identity, but I have asked that they would be made aware that this safeguarding process will take place. And I would like them to be involved so that they could share their personal experiences and, I suppose, inform what safeguarding practices that we might need to take or enhance going forward.
But that would be an official forum wherein they can share their experience. Because, you know, often like the survivors of these type of things, it's validation a lot of the time. It's justice they want ultimately, but also validation and a forum to have their experiences recorded. So that will be afforded to them.
Oh, absolutely. And it will be, you know, many people will want, you know, a particular type of experience. But I want to be very clear that it will be with the right people facilitating their engagement with the process. You know, that they will be fully supported in doing that if they should so wish to come forward, or their representatives to come forward.
Norma Foley, Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, and a Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry. Minister, thanks for speaking to us. Elaine Loughlin from the Irish Examiner talked us through the detail of the report before we heard from the Minister. No need for an inquiry, sure didn't. Simon Harris say he would sort it out 8 years ago when he was Minister for Health. Pity it's not in politics anymore to iron out any ongoing problems. Michael in Cork says, shocking thing about Grace's report is how it has taken 8 years to finalise. Someone must be making money out of it. And it sounds surprising, like the state is proficient in failing children. The assessment of somebody else. They certainly failed Grace. And that is what stands out in this report, all 2,000 pages of it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.